Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a day that the Lord hath made. Hallelujah. Oh, this is a day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we come to give your name the glory. We come to give your name the honor. We come to give your name the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is none like you in all the earth. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your provisions. We thank you for your protection. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for oneness with you. We thank you that you walk with us and we walk with you. Oh, Father God, we want to say thank you that we are a royal priesthood. Thank you that we are your family. We are the family of God. We want to say thank you for Jesus, Father. Thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the crucifixion. Thank you, Father God, for all these things that made it possible, Father God, for us to be reunited with you. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, that it pleased you to bruise him, Father God. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. We come with a grateful heart on this morning, Father God. We come confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great, how great, how great is our God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day that you have made. Oh, Father God, and we shall rejoice in it. We say thank you for watching over us, Father, as we slept, as we slumber, ushering us into a brand new day, Father, a brand new day, a day we have not known, a day we have not seen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Thank you, Father God, that we have died already. We have already tasted death. Oh, Father God, and we walk in the newness of life. Oh, God, hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your holy and your righteous name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, we're just so grateful. For we realize that you didn't have to do it, but Father, you did. You did it anyhow, anyhow, anyhow. And so, Father, for this we give you praise, for this we give you glory, and for this we give you honor. Father God, hallelujah. Father God, we are not leaning to our own understanding, but we are acknowledging you in all of our ways. And so, Father, we thank you for giving us direction. We thank you for giving us protection because we already have your blessing. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father God, hallelujah. As you told your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, 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 top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Fellowship on Conference, where we come to lift up Jesus. Amen. Higher, higher, higher and higher. He's already high. Hallelujah. There's no other name above his. There's no greater power than his. Amen. But we come. Amen to testify. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors. Amen. To our fellowship services. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming. Glory be to God. And you have come on our Praise Wednesday. Glory be to God. This is the day that we give God praises. Amen. This is day. Amen. That we share. Amen. Our testimonies. Amen. This is the day. Hallelujah. That the Lord have made. Amen. And we shall rejoice. Rather, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the God's name is great, great, great. And God's name is so greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we want to say thank God. We're still rejoicing. Amen. In the resurrection. Amen. Of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we know that Jesus did not ascend right straight up into heaven. Glory be to God. No, he hung around a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to thank God for that. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we love him. And so today, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to, hallelujah, we have a reading coming forth from our sister Lacey. Then we want to read a scripture. If you have a short testimony, a short word of praise, amen, and you'd like to share with us today, just hit one on your telephone. Hit the number one on your telephone, and that will give us a signal that we have somebody in queue that would like to say something. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord, beloved. Amen. Let everything that have breath, amen, praise the Lord. Amen. So, Father, we say thank you as we commit this service into your hands. Hallelujah. This service into your hands, Father God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. All right. Amen. Let us begin with our reading today from Sister Lacey. And also, if she has a word of testimony or a word of praise, we'll let her go first. Amen. Since she's already speaking. Amen. Sister Lacey, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning to you. Good to hear your voice this morning all the way from Oklahoma City.
Good morning. Good morning. It's such a pleasure to hear your voice.
Amen. Bless Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
I have a testimony, just a small one.
All right.
My grandchildren are doing so well. I pray and I talk to the Lord about them because I have, my girls are 16, they'll be 17 in July, and my grandson, the only one I have is 21, he's doing great. He has a nice job. He doesn't do drugs. He doesn't drink. All he do is spend his money on clothes, but that's fine. And I thank the Lord for them because, I don't know about in Philadelphia, but here in Oklahoma, the police are beating up our young, killing our young, you know, and for no reason at all. And it's really heartbreaking. It really is. So my grandson decided that he was going to get a gun. I talked, I prayed. He got it anyway. But I came to the conclusion that he might have to have it. But as long as I'm with you, please don't carry that gun. And so he gives me that respect. I can't say I'm afraid for them. I guess I really am, because of how the world is so much different from when I grew up. But I pray every day for the Lord's protective shield around them. And I pray that no weapon formed against them will prosper. And God has answered my prayer. And I'm so thankful for that. And that's my testimony. My reading
Amen.
Is walking
Amen.
With God. Walking with God. And the reading is from 1 John 1. Walking with someone when you cannot agree on the direction or goal is frustrating. Yet that's exactly what we sometimes try to do with God. In the scripture, he gives us guidance for life. But then when we don't follow it, we're surprised to see that he's walking in a different direction than we are. Scripture uses the term walk to describe the course of a person's life. For instance, Noah walked with God by having a relationship with him through faith, Genesis 6:9. And John's gospel uses the phrase walk in the light, 1 John 1:7, to explain what is required of those who want to follow Jesus. To walk with the Lord in his light, we must confess and forsake sin, pursue righteousness, and obey his commands. We can't claim to walk in the light if our life is characterized by the darkness of a sinful lifestyle, or we're holding on to anger, bitterness, or resentment toward others. My brothers and sisters, are you trying to carry old baggage into your walk with the Lord? The attitudes, the habits, the conduct that were yours before Christ must be abandoned in order for you to walk with God. I thank you very much, my brothers and sisters, for giving me the opportunity to read for you and to give my short testimony. And I pray that everyone on the call has a blessed and very prosperous day. May God always be with you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you too, Sister Lacey. Amen. We love you so much. We appreciate you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Got to hear more from you though. Amen. I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna talk to the Lord about something today, and I'm gonna call you when God gives me an answer. Amen. But thank you for your testimony. Amen. Amen. And thank God. Amen. For your reading. Amen. Walking with God, because there is no better person. Amen. No, really, no other person. Amen. To walk with. Amen. So God
Amen.
Bless you, my sister. Amen. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome day. Amen. We appreciate you.
Thank you. You also. God bless.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. For those of you who do not know, Sister Lacey, amen, was one of our dear sisters that started with us on day one when this ministry was birthed in that motel room over 10 years ago, 10 years and about 5-6 months. Amen. She was one of the faithful ones right there with us. Isn't that beautiful, saints? Amen. Glory be to God. And we still haven't not connected yet. I think I have a picture of Sister Lacey, and she may have one of me. But we're going to get together, Sister Lacey, and I'm telling you, it's not going to be no funeral either. It's not going to be no funeral, amen, and we look forward to that day. So we want to thank God. When this ministry was originated, let me see who we had. We had Sister Lacey, Sister Charlotte Diaz, Sister Valerie Heath, Sister Tanya Patterson. We had our Evangelist Nancy. Amen. Glory be to God. We had also out of Ohio, we had Carmen Dorsey and Mashonda Dorsey. Uh-huh. And then I think we had one more from Oklahoma. I forgot the sister's name. She came with us for a short while, but then she left. And these were the sisters, amen, there, amen, serving as midwives, amen, for the birth of this ministry. We can never forget that. We can never, and we will never forget that. We know we haven't been talking that much, and there's a lot of changes going on in this ministry for the better, but we will never forget the women that served as midwives for the birthing of this ministry. Amen. And we are very, very appreciative. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Amen. We love you, love you, love you. Amen. And we can show you better than we can tell you. Amen. We just got to wait on the Lord. Amen. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Amen. All right, saints. Amen. Today is our Praise Wednesday. Our Praise Wednesday. Amen. If you have a short testimony, amen, you'd like to share, hit number one on your telephone. Hit the number one on your telephone. That way we know we have somebody in queue that would like to speak. Okay, while you're talking to the Lord, amen, asking the Lord what it is he would have you to share today, let me go and read a scripture. Amen. St. John chapter 20. St. John chapter 20. Amen. And it reads, now, the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. Peter therefore went out and the other disciple and were going to the tomb, so they both ran together. And the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen clothes lying there and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed. And as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary stood outside of the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and she looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Now, when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she has seen the Lord and that he has spoken these things to her. Then, we're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, amen. Mary, amen, opened her mouth to say something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus told her to go. Go. He said, I know you're female. I know you right now. She was an apostle at that point. Amen. Because she had seen, which is another definition for the word apostle. She had seen Jesus. Apostle Mary. Go on, Apostle Mary. amen, and tell them. Beloved, amen, we ought to open our mouth and say something. The Bible tells us in Romans 1 and 16, glory be to God. This is exactly, let's see what Romans, write the scripture down, or better yet, if your Bible is open, amen, glory be to God. I want you to go to it this morning, amen, glory be to God, amen. And it says here, it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and then also to the Greek. Then I want you to write this scripture down. Okay, wait, let me find it real fast, because the Holy Spirit. Okay, wait, okay. Okay, wait a minute. Give me 1 second. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Luke chapter 9, verse 26. Luke 9, 26, beloved. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. Beloved, the Lord is saying here, if we are ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of us. And if we are not ashamed of Christ, amen, Christ will not be ashamed of us. You have a lot of people that are secret, they're secret agents. They're Christians, but they're secret. They don't want nobody to know. They don't want nobody to know. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen, that is not the will of God for our lives. Amen. In Jesus' name. So, amen, we have a few minutes. Amen. We'll take as many as we can. Amen. Glory be to God. If everybody is considerate, amen, we're just going to flow. If we take one, if we take two, if we take three, if we take four. If you have a testimony, if you have something to say, hit the number one button on your telephone, and the sister will let us know that there's somebody waiting to speak. All right, the floor is open. All right, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Pastor Brassa, can you hear me?
Yes, Brassa, how are you? How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. This is Sister Shannon. I want to give honor.
God bless you.
I want to give praise and honor today to my father, Ronald Sproul. Today is his birthday, and he turned 73 today. And I want to thank God for my father, for both of my parents, even though my mother's no longer here. But I want to give honor to where honor is due. I was sitting here meditating on Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And as I thought about him today for his birthday of 73 years upon this earth, I said, there's a difference between obeying and honoring. To obey means to do as one is told. To honor means to respect and love. Children are not commanded to disobey God in obeying their parents. Adult children are not asked to be subservient to their domineering parents. Children are to obey while under their parents' care. But the responsibility to honor parents is for life. So I honor Ronald Sproul today, because without him, I wouldn't be here. I may have been born to different parents, but I honor him and I respect him and all the elders that are in my life that are leading and guiding me and praying for me. And that's all. I just wanted to honor parents today. Thank you.
Hey, man, that is beautiful. You have a young daddy. Your father's young. I consider 73 young. Shoot, that's in my bracket there. Amen. So we want to thank God for you thinking enough of your father. Amen. That's honorable. And the Lord looks at it as honorable, too, because he said, glory be to God, if we want to live a long life on planet Earth, one of the criteria of living a long life is honoring your mother and father. And we have to make sure we teach that to our children. Amen. And teach that to our grandchildren. Amen. We don't know why some of them dying kind of young. We don't know. We're going to keep praying on this issue, but we know a lot of our young people are not honoring their mother and fathers either. Amen. So thank God for you, Sister Shannon. Amen. And we want to give a shout out to Mr. Ronald Sproul. Amen. On his 73rd birthday. Amen. And we pray that the Lord will continue to keep him healthy and wealthy and wise. Amen. Hallelujah. And that you and your father's relationship would just continue to grow and grow and grow. Amen. And just be awesome. Amen. And thank God for you, Sister Shannon, like you said, giving a respect to all of your elders. Amen. So we thank God for what he is doing in and through your life. Amen. And so thank you. Amen. Thank you for sharing. We appreciate you. And you have an awesome day. Amen. Thank you. All right. We bless the Lord. Okay. We see another person in queue. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. The floor is open. Somebody's in queue. Amen.
Good morning, and praise God for his glory, his righteousness, his goodness, and just allowing all of us who's up right now as I hear his graciousness, and God is so good. This is Sister Gwendolyn Richardson, and first I want to give honor to the most great only God, and we just thank him and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and this is prayer line, and just starting out, just thanking God to hear Sister Shannon, because I knew the last time that I heard her on the phone, she wasn't feeling well, but she was definitely in my prayers, and everybody else that's listening, and especially you, Reverend Bradford, and your family, your mom, my God, it was just so awesome. As we just stood out on that beautiful, beautiful street that you grew up in, and she was telling me so many wonderful things, and I felt the Holy Ghost all on that block and all around her door and her steps and everything else. So I'm giving God the glory for all that he had brought me through, bringing me through, and just being so thankful, God, just being thankful for my birthday this month, the 29th, and my anniversary coming up for 20 years, and then my cousin came from out of town. We hadn't seen her, and I was just asking the Lord, I know you made families, especially to love each other, and lo and behold, she called, and she came to church and with her children, and I'm just so happy, and I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. When I look up every day, I could just see a new mercy of everything. Just like Jeremiah 33 said, I will show you great and mighty things that I knew not of. So, God, I give you glory this morning for everything that moves and breathes, because we know without you, we're nothing. Without you, we know we cannot do anything. And just through the resurrection and Palm Sunday and just going rehearsing the words again, and you applying it in my heart, my mind, and my soul, I know you live in us as well as we abide in you. And, God, I just can go on like an energizer. But I just love your people. I just love everything that I hear on this prayer line. You're such a strong warrior. And I just love you so much, God. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Sister Gwen, amen. I'm telling you, just like the ever-ready battery, it's always good for you to share. You bring so much energy and so much love to the call. Now we have your birthday here on April 29th. We captured that. Now, when is your anniversary again?
June 2nd.
Okay. We want to put those dates on the calendar. Amen. Glory be to God, and try to remember. Amen. So that we could give recognition at the appropriate time. Amen. Oh, so yes, God bless you, Sister Gwen and Brother Dave. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the two of you, and we're just so grateful. Amen. Just so grateful. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen.
Okay. Love y'all.
Thank you. Love you too. Amen. All right. All right. All right. Just hit the number one on your telephone. Amen. If you would like to fall into queue, and the system will, amen, inform us, amen, that there's a person that has something to say. If you'd like to give the Lord a shout out, we don't see anybody in queue. Amen. While we are waiting for you to think about it, I know, glory be. Sometimes you call in, you still sleep. I said, look, I had to wake up. I know sometimes you sit there with the phone at your ear just listening, falling in and out of sleep. I know. I might have been doing the same thing. Glory be to God. I know, saints. Amen. All right, cough. Just go in the bathroom and cough. Amen. Holler and scream and get that sleep out your throat. And come on and give God a praise. Amen. While you're thinking about it, while you're praying about it, let me just throw in a testimony. This Friday here is our Friday night of prayer. We know we have every other Friday at 10 p.m. we have Friday night prayer. So last Friday night, the last week we had a Friday night prayer, I tried to call in because, you know, I always try to be in as many of the prayer services as I can. You know, unless I have a business appointment, doctor's appointment or something, then I cannot be on the call or something else is going on. But this particular night, I kept calling all this static. All this static was on my line. And I'm telling you, Sister Joanne Thurman says it was interrupting the call because it was just that loud. And so I would hang up. I would call again. I have three telephone numbers at the house, so I tried on all three telephone numbers. I tried on all three lines. Every time I called, it was static. I kept hanging up, calling back. I think I might have called about 20 times or more, trying to get into the 10 o'clock prayer call. Glory be to God. And I said, the devil is a liar. And I kept binding the devil. And I said, I'm going to get through. I didn't want to stay on the line and disrupt the line with all the static. Amen. Glory be to God. So I kept trying. Nothing happened. I said, what is going on? So then I called Erica. I called Erica. Wasn't no static. I called somebody else. I forgot who. And it wasn't no static. I said, so why is the static only when I call the altar prayer? And so I just want to thank God. And then after about 20 times, I said, you know what? I'm going to let it go. I ain't trying no more. They're going to be okay. And after I decided I wasn't calling in no more, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me that that wasn't the devil. That was God. And what God wanted to reveal to me is because, amen, glory be to God, I sort of baby this ministry. Because the Lord did birth this ministry through me. And he said, but they're growing up now. He said, they're growing up now. You don't have to be on every call, Alfreda. I know your heart is there. I know you want to be there, but you don't have to be on every call. You can go on now and attend to the things that I'm calling you to attend to. I have never, and my peace came back. And all I could say was, thank you, Jesus. It's the same way as when you give birth in the natural, you give all your attention to that little baby, all that attention, every beck and call, every cry, everything, you're right there. But as that child begins to grow up, see, now they're a toddler, okay, now they're, you know, growing up, okay, now you don't have to give a teenager the same type of attention that you do an infant. So I thank God that the Lord was showing me, confirming the maturity
of the ministry, and we who are growing and blossoming and reaching higher heights and new depths and new dimensions. Oh my God, that was a testament. That was a blessing. That was a blessing. Glory be to God. I know some pastors, they have auxiliaries and they never show up. They just put somebody in charge and never show up. Sister Thurman, Sister Hattie, Sister whoever, y'all in charge, and they never show up. I'm just that type of person. I just want to be in the mix. God says, glory be to God. He said, you don't have to be on every call, Frida. I'm calling you. You got assignments right here you haven't even touched yet. You got situations you haven't done yet. You don't have to be on every call. And that's my testimony today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And not only is the ministry growing, that I'm growing. Not only am I growing, you growing too. Amen. We all growing. I tell you, that was a beautiful thing. Another thing, beloved, amen, is that everything is not the devil. Everything is not the devil. I'm just binding the devil. The devil trying to stop me from getting on the prayer call. And I checked. I really called in over 20 times. I said, I'm getting in. And the Lord said, Frida, they don't need you. Because I'm there. Not that I ever tried to take the place of God. I was just trying to be a good steward. I was just trying to fulfill my pastoral duties. God said, I'm there. And you don't have to be on every prayer call. Isn't that beautiful, saints? Amen. So when y'all call in and y'all call for Pastor Bradford and Pastor Bradford ain't there, just know that the Lord got Pastor Bradford on an assignment. Amen. And to God be praised. All right. Amen. We got time for maybe one more, maybe two. If you'd like to give a testimony or praise, hit the number one on your phone. Hit the number one. Okay. Here goes somebody here. Okay. In queue. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning to everyone. To God be the glory, honor, and praise on this Praise Wednesday. This is Sister Kathy Miller calling from Williamsport, and I'm thanking, praise God, for this day. Much respects to you, Pastor Bradford, and then to God be the glory for everyone that's chimed in. I'm just so grateful today and thankful and mindful of all that he continues to do in my life. I just thank and praise God for everything. I'm so happy, and I thank him for that. I thank him for my peace. I thank him for my portion of life, health, and strength. I thank him for all of my family, for my friends, my neighbors, and most certainly I thank him for all the prayer partners. To God be the glory, honor, and praise. I just wanted to shout out this morning, just letting you know I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful, mindful, and thankful, and preparing myself for another doctor's appointment. I'm trying to switch them off of my Wednesdays, but for some reason that's all I could get, so I'm just so grateful, and thank you all so much for your prayers, especially during this time as I have been going through with health issues. So to God be the glory. Everyone have a wonderful day. God willing, I hope to hear you on the line at noon for our prayer. God bless everyone. I love you all. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, and we love you too. Amen. Minister Kathy, we want to thank God for her spirit, beloved. Amen. How she presses in and presses in. When Sister Kathy came back, she didn't take one slot. Amen. She took two slots on the prayer altar. She said, I'll do Wednesdays and Fridays. I said, well, you know, just let me know. And we're down. She said, no, I want to do both. So we just want to thank God for her heart. Beloved, and Sister Kathy, just let us know time enough if you see you're stuck, amen, and if we got to try to find somebody to hop in on that 12 o'clock today, amen, whatever we need to do, we'll work with you, and we thank you for working with us, amen. So God bless you. You are in our prayers, and we know it is well. It is well that your test is going to be your testimony. And your misery is going to be your message, amen, because you have the love of God in your heart, amen, and you love him and he loves you, amen, and you love us and we love you too, amen. So God bless
amen.
You.
Thank
amen.
You,
amen. Thank you for sharing.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't see anybody else in queue. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For our sister Janetta Lacey. Glory be to God. She's such a sweet woman. She really, really is. All of you guys are sweet. I'm not being partial. Amen. I just, when I see your name, when I hear your name or see your face, there's certain adjectives come up for you. It's all good. Amen. There's always going to be something positive. Amen. Glory be to God. And so when I hear Sister Shannon, Sister Shannon is a warrior. She's just a warrior. She just bounced back. She bounced back. And she always keep bouncing back. Amen. And then the intelligence and the anointing on her life. Sister Gwen, I'm telling you, she comes with energy and love. Oh, I have never heard Sister Gwen talk down. I'm sure she may have some down days, but I ain't never seen none. Glory be to God. She comes with love. Amen. She comes to serve. Amen. I tell you, hallelujah. Sister Kathy. Amen. Glory be to God. She's another fighter. Oh, boy, I'm telling you the truth. I wouldn't mess with Sister Kathy. I wouldn't mess with Sister Kathy in the natural or the spiritual. But let me tell you something. She walks in love, but I'm telling you, she has that bulldog vengeance. You hear what I'm saying? In other words, the devil is in trouble when he comes into her territory. So this woman here don't play no games. You hear what I'm saying? She loves the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. So we just want to thank God. Amen. For each and every one of you. Amen. All right. And y'all heard my little short testimony. I got so many of them. I have to write my testimonies down. Amen. And I said I would share them with you guys. Amen. But that's the one the Lord had me to share with you today. All right. Amen. We're not going to force nobody to say nothing. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We understand. Amen. Beloved, unless the Lord tells us otherwise, we reserve Wednesdays. Amen. For our praise Wednesdays. Sometimes we do it on Saturdays. We're doing any day, actually. Glory be to God. We're doing any day. But so sort of come prepared, beloved. Amen. And let us everybody know you're here. Let everybody know you got something to say. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, let everything and let everybody that have breath, amen, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And I know sometimes you may say, well, Pastor, I'm sleepy. I'm tired. Yeah. Yeah, now y'all know how I feel in the mornings. But I want to thank y'all for praying for me because it feels like I've been on vacation. A matter of fact, literally, I'm going to tell you, my spirit went to Jamaica last night. I ain't going to get to no details right now. I ain't going to get no detail. All I'm going to say is for the last 3 days, amen, I know y'all praying for me because my spirit has really gone on vacation. I sat here on Sunday and watched some movies, glory be to God, and was just so happy on Easter Sunday by myself, watching movies, happy, eating a sandwich. Glory be, watched 3 good movies. One was on based on history, Mahalia Jackson. The other one was about real life stories, amen. And the third one was a comedy. And I'm telling you, I had fun. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, last night, amen. Matter of fact, some of you was in my dream last night. I ain't calling no names, amen. But it was a good dream. It was a good dream. And I'm telling you, it's like my spirit. It's like I'm on vacation somewhere. Amen. And so I just want to thank you for your prayers for me. Amen. Glory be to God. But when you're sleepy and say you don't want to talk in the morning, now you know how Pastor Bradford be feeling in the flesh. Amen. Glory be to God. And you know it's not easy, amen, to come and serve, amen, in this capacity every morning. But it's not easy to serve in any capacity at any time. Amen. Because we do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Amen. Without him, we can do nothing. Amen. So we bless this. I'm just playing with you this morning. I'm playing, but I ain't playing. I said, wake up. Glory be to God. If I got to talk, you talk. Glory be to God. If I got to wake up, you wake up. Glory be to God. All right. I love you guys. Okay. Now, form of announcements. We're going to be at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock. Amen. Sister Kathy's going to try to be with us. If not, look, we got prayer warriors. Somebody going to pray. Somebody going to pray at 12 o'clock, right, y'all? Okay, y'all be fully woke by then, right? I hope. Tonight for Bible study, we're going to do something a little bit different tonight. Erica has asked me to come and teach her Bible study. Her Bible study starts at 7. Okay, because she has some work done on her mouth, and that's still healing. Her Bible study is also on Facebook. So tonight, I'm going to be on Facebook. If you go to Facebook, look for Fasting for the Nation, the number 4, Fasting, the number 4, the Nation. And come on in, glory be to God, at 7 o'clock. Now, normally, y'all, let me tell y'all something. Normally, y'all know Frida, and I'm still talking to the Lord. I would do her 7, hang up, and do our 8. And I still might do that. But only if the Lord tell me. Because what the Lord is telling me, you know what I'm finding out in God's kingdom, saints? That fast is slow, and slow is fast. And one step, amen, one step with the Lord is equivalent to 1,000 steps otherwise. And Frida, you don't have to do so much, girl. I mean, you look good, but come on now, you're getting older. Come on now. Glory be to God. I was looking at my grade the other day, and I was talking to my kids. I said, hey, I look like a grandma. They said, Ma, you are a grandma. I said, oh, yeah, that's right, I am. You don't have to do so much, Frida. You don't have to do so much. And this is why we are involving, amen, glory be to God. And I did have some other people lined up to do some Bible studies, but I didn't get nobody ready yet. And I wouldn't want to do a Bible study, you to do a Bible study and me not be there to support you. But we're going to be lining up some other people that's going to be coming and sharing with us on Wednesday nights. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. So I'm not sure what the Lord's going to do for our 8 o'clock Bible study, but all I do know is that 7 o'clock I'm going to be on Fasting for the Nations on Facebook, and we're going to take it from there, all right? We're going to take it from there, all right? So spread the word. All right, that's it for the day, saints. I love you, love you, love you. Remember, this is the Friday night for our Friday night prayer at 10 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Spread the word. Spread the word. Spread the word. Spread the word. The prayer is going on. Amen. And with his prayer, there's power. With his prayer, there's breakthrough. With his prayer, there's answers. And one thing about this ministry here is the people that serve in this ministry, they serve because they want to serve. They serve because they want to serve. Nobody's coming with the hand out. Glory be to God. Nobody's asking anything, expecting anything. They come because they want to serve, because they know that the Lord is going to reward them. And so it's a different type of spirit. It's just a spirit of love. It's a spirit of unity. Glory be to God. When those other ministries, when they're looking for money, and then when the money don't come through, then they don't want to serve. You don't want that type of spirit. That type of spirit is not conducive. Amen. It's not the right spirit. So the power is here. Spread the word, saints. Some single mother needs some prayer. Some single father needs prayer. Some marriage needs prayer. Somebody's sick. Somebody's been diagnosed with COVID-19. Somebody's really in between trying to figure out if they're going to get the vaccine or not. Huh? Or somebody just lost their baby due to gunshot and violence, beloved. Or somebody, amen, they don't know how they're going to feed the family. They can't find a job. Glory be to God. All the bills due. Come on, saints. Somebody else is contemplating suicide. Somebody else is just trying to decide they're going to leave their spouse or stay with their spouse. Beloved, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And come on and let us pray. Come on and let us pray. And invite them to the prayer altar. They may come, they may not come. But let them know that there's prayer going on. There's prayer going on. Amen? And so we bless God. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this service. Thank you for our lovely sisters who have shared today, Father. Even for those who did not say anything on this time, Father, everybody under the sound of my voice, we just want to say thank you for us. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our destiny, for our future. in you. God, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this brand new day. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, Father God. But Father God, show us your pathway for provision today. Help us, Father, not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, thank you. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Show us, Father God, how to do Bible study. If the Bible study on Erica's platform is going to be sufficient tonight, or if you still want us to come back and do something at 8 o'clock. God, whatever you want to do, we say yes. We acknowledge you, God. Sometimes we want to do too much, Father God. Sometimes it ain't always the spirit either. Sometimes it's the flesh. The flesh trying to do something. But the flesh don't get no glory. The flesh don't get no glory. We only want to do what you want us to do, if it's little or much. And we know that'd be sufficient. And we say thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich. And you add absolutely no sorrow to it. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a glorious, 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 victorious day. Amen.
Yeah. out to trouble right here. These little interludes got us in trouble. Hey, where my old school at? Where my old school at? Get you 37 and above, you old school. Just keep that bass line going. Hey, open your mouth!
Open your mouth, Rachel.
Come on, let's go.
Open your mouth,
you gotta open up your mouth. Give them the fruit of your lips. Hey, say something. Say something. Say gotta open up your mouth. Clapping is good, but you gotta get the word out. Get the word out. It's the word. It's the word. Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. Pastor Brad for signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Have a beautiful day today. Amen in Jesus' name.